Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're going to have another awesome show right here on the program. Tonight we're talking about who it is to make it as a music artist today. Or is it? Well, the question is, before we get going into the topic, I'd like to cover the show by all means, as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come together once again collectively as a community. Lord, we ask that as we quest into this business of music, that you cover every ear, every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program. Lord, we ask that you bless them. Let them not forget that it was you who has given us this gift in the first place. Thank you for giving us the gift of music. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. Lord, guys, like I said, tonight we will be talking about how simple it is to make a music artist today. But I have to, there's another part of this question. We live, don't get me wrong, we work so hard as artists to deserve our, to earn our stripes. So for anyone to come along and say this is an easy road to travel, well, it's, in a sense, it's an insult, because don't get me wrong, you might see entertainers perform at the top of their game, at their craft. But if you think that came from an overnight spirit, I can say like this, you're wrong. And tonight we want to get into it and let's talk about it. I'm going to go to Rusty Russ. And Rusty Russ, I want to ask you, how does it make you feel as a music artist for someone to say it is simple to make it as a music artist today? What goes through your mind with that statement? You have the floor.
Well, thank you, sir, for this opportunity, first of all, and thank you for the prayer with that, and that's beautiful. And, sir, I'd just like to say, you know, as an artist, when people say that, it's like giving you a false identity to me, because it's really what you put into it, because music is universal. Music is... it's poetry. Music is what makes you feel good. It's for you, but it's also for the consumer. But that's the commercial part of it. But the point is how does it perceive to the other person? How does it perceive to you? I mean, not to you, but it's really, to me, it's how you manage it, how you do it as yourself, how you do it as a whole thing. It's not just a simple task. You have to build it. It's like raising a child, in all honesty, to me. If that makes sense
okay.
To you.
Yeah. Well, it does. It makes sense to me, because many of us view our business in music as our baby. And I think the ones who see it as their baby, they have passion about it. They shape it. They hold it. It is just as dear to them as everything else around them that's most important. However, most will not put their family beneath their business, but they will encompass it around them. Let's go to Raw Dog. Let's kind of get his viewpoints on this whole program. Raw Dog, how does it make you feel? Pretty good, man. How you doing today? Good evening, sir.
Good. Good evening. And, well, you know, I'm going to say this. as a musician, after years and going through, you know, middle school and high school and learning how to play the instrument and what have you, and watching other groups on TV and what have you, the musicians, and understanding the musical side of it, to earn money in it, it wasn't that hard. Now, see, when we talk about the aspects of it, you know, if you can read music, you can play country, western, you can play all of it. So there is a job there, you know, and that's the way you have to look at it if you're going to be an artist. You know, rap is a funny game because of the fact, one, they don't have principles set. You know, when a singer comes out there through school, they're in choir, they're in the choir at church, so they've got the principal settings of understanding music, harmony, and all of that. Whereas when the rappers come out, all they've had to watch in the past were DJs and the artists, because that was the formula for such a long time. And I think that is how we have gotten a point of a lot of them not understanding the formula because of the fact that they weren't shown it. You know, even when they went to shows and what have you, there was the DJ and the artist. So they didn't get to see the formula that put it together for that artist to be up there. So, you know, I think this is a heck of a good subject because, you know, in doing this, becoming an entertainer, there is a formula. There is, I guess it's a secret because they didn't reveal it in hip-hop, but they revealed it in all the other genres. And we'll get into that. Rusty, I heard you say, do you think that coming up and being a hip-hop artist, that by watching the other hip-hop artists and the DJ, do you think that they actually showed anything that you could learn about being an artist, a hip-hop artist, that would help you to get to success, or was it all hidden behind the scenes and you just saw the person performing and trying to figure out exactly how you could fit into the hip-hop game? Did it give you something to base your career on, or is it something that you have to formulate on your own because things changed? And they're no longer accepting that DJ and the hip hop artist.
That's a great question to ask. I thank you for that. I like to say. I have to give respect to. I'm 24, and for my time, for who's been around for me, for who I've heard and all that stuff, they've influenced me beyond belief to the point to where I've taken a pencil and a pen to a piece of paper, a simple pen and piece of paper. You know, get the dollar store, you know, and just their words, but what was going through their mind at that time? What were they feeling? Why do I want to be like them? Why do I want to be like them and be by myself at the same time? But the hip hop is evolving into something that is, I just the other day, I hear this country rap now. I mean, I don't know how long that's been around, but I'm saying, like, it's music. Like, my parents told me about, you know, the Beatles. They're from, you know, it came from England, and they had a whole Queen, the ensemble and all that. And I mean, it's all music is infused together, but it's distinguished to different genres, but it's all family, man. It's music, it's words, but what can you do with those words? But who are you influenced by, and why does that relate to you, and why do you feel that? Why do you seriously, sincerely feel that? Well, to me, I think it's really what you relate to, because, I mean, I'm from Michigan, and my idol is Eminem, man, and he's still to this day. There's so many great artists, and just to me, just the other night I was watching the MTV Movie Awards and he performed The Monster, and you know, him and Rihanna's chemistry, just stuff like that is just beautiful to me, and then it influences me to want to write more, and I wanted to write that minute after there, you know,
here's the question. It's all bam. What else did you see on stage with him and Rihanna?
Love.
Pardon?
Love. Love is a strong word.
No. On this stage show that you saw Rihanna and Eminem, who was he backed up by? Just a DJ?
No, he had the drums. He had, but my focus was he had the whole background of how you make a musical melody and all that, but the main thing is his words and her words and how they have chemistry, their chemistry. But what I saw was how they intertwined all that together and made a beautiful song, a beautiful hit. And it's
okay,
and
okay.
What it happened.
See, but I guess the part of it, the studio side is the music and the words and, you know, how they mix that up. But when he did it in person, he brought a show of artists. See, you know, I read somewhere where there were negatives in the rap game at this time that people were having an issue with. And the thing about it is that, you know, I understand the side of the creativity. I understand the talent in her voice and his voice. But do you think it would have been the same to you if it would have just been a DJ?
I don't think it would have been the same. But the thing is like what you said earlier. You said it came from who does rap artists have to look up to? The DJ, and like you said, but the only thing I can think of from my time is how they intertwined it now, and it's just going to keep going, but I don't want to get too far ahead of myself because, I mean, I've only been doing music for about 10 years, but I'm not that established, but to see that chemistry just makes me want to go further and further, but the point is where did it start? The turntables, on the breakdancing pads, on the, you know, and what comes to mind is New York City on the breakdancing pads for some reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but now, the only problem is if we could turn back time, that would be relevant. But we can't turn back time, and so that is not the now. That was then, and we're living now. Here, let me bring in another person. 1-1-1-1. Is this anonymous? Are you there? I guess he's not ready. Are you there, Poetic?
I am, sir. I wasn't sure if you guys heard
right.
or not.
Okay. Oh, I just heard.
So you hear me well?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. I just wasn't sure if you guys was hearing me or not. I wasn't clear. But I saw you guys talking about, you know, who you say, Rihanna, my man?
Yes, I did, sir.
Rihanna and Eminem.
And Eminem, and how they make perfect music and stuff.
Right,
I kind of agree.
On an award show, and they had the full ensemble
the song. I'm going to tell you, I agree with you, Raw Dog. Today we have to evolve beyond just the tape, just to let you know. I'm on your side. But I also got to say that, you know, I don't want to take it for those who take it away from the people who are trying to get into this thing. That's all they got. But if you discourage somebody if they haven't made that assembly altogether. Now,
well, you know, the studio production can be all of that. I'm just trying to take them to develop
that level would be great. To get them to develop to that level would be awesome. But and have that as an objective to set points of guidelines of what we're trying to reach. That's a goal. But sometimes we start with little, and then we end up with a lot. But I don't know what, you know, especially from some of the backwoods and some of the ghettos and some of the inner cities, sometimes you can't just start with a whole lot.
I came from the inner city.
I understand, but sometimes it just don't happen when you start with a whole lot. I can tell you like this, it does make sense to me to start and to start somewhere. Because don't get me wrong, I was a tile setter, okay? And in the tile setting business, I just wanted to give you a scenario. You have to go out, you have to measure out the space, and measure out the space. You have to set dead center. You got to get it dead center. You got to create a plan on how this room is going to get filled with tile accurately. But when you start to actually do the job, it starts with one tile. It don't start with all of them. And my point here is we have to start somewhere. Now, once we get going, we say you can't settle there, you know? In order to be really good at your craft and be where you got to be, you need to be here. It's time to raise the bar. You can't stay there. That's where they started from. That was the foundation. That was a start. You have to build from there. And right now the trend is going this way. As I said, it is not simple being an artist today. If anybody told you that this script is easy, they lied. There's no hocus pocus. Rodolph, could you please take over for a second? I got to go step away for a second. Please. You got to.
All right. Well, hey, you know, we heard Poetic's version, which, hey, we can agree to disagree. And I'll tell you why. Rusty brought up something that should be like a little light bulb going on in all the hip-hop artists' head. He said he heard that country western bands were backing hip-hop artists, and they were working together. And, you know, the funny part of that, you have to ask yourself, why? And one of the reasons is because there is a transition going on. Now, I'm going to say this to the artist, and, you know, I got love for you, Rusty, because, hey, I know you're out there grinding and you're trying, and I believe you're going to be successful. I really, really do, because you have talent. You know, the thing I want to say to you is doing the production in the studio, that's your first step. Because you can then, if you find that, you know, the public is embracing you and your song, then all you have to do is when you get ready to take it to the stage, you take it and you find musicians that will learn your music. You know, there are a lot of circuits that I have been to, and I come from the Pacific Northwest, and I'm just telling you, I know how the trend is going. I've seen people getting, you know, $10,000 a week in the casino circuit that are doing hip-hop, that are rapping. See, but then the catch is they have the complete ensemble, because remember, the one thing that I said that rappers are not thinking about, a lot of them do ego, but the trip about it is to entertain people want to dance, romance, be motivated. They want to be energized by what the performance is giving them. And it's not about the ego of the artist saying he's the greatest and this and that and the other. Entertain them. Show them. Bring a new dance out as a hip-hop artist. Soulja Boy did it, and he went straight to the top. Is he talented? That's questionable. But was he intelligent enough to say, I want to be successful? See, you know, so it's about money. It's not about dumbing down. It's about being able to say, I am gainfully employed in this music world. I am an artist. I am relevant. You know, I may not have a recording on the top of the charts, but I'm doing what I love and understand and getting paid. Now, you know, a lot of people think of the top and a lot of people think of the bottom. Well, let's think about just being in the middle somewhere, comfortable, because it's going to take more people hearing you to get where you want to go. And so, you know, not putting hip-hop down because it's wide open. Macklemore came through, bum rushed, hit it to the top. I got to say, there's hope. We just have to figure out what it is that he did, his formula. He had a stage show. You heard the record, but then you were entertained by the people on stage. You know, I read somewhere that, you know, that there are things that people are being turned off by hip-hop artists. I'll bring those in just a minute, you know, but I see we have a hand raised. Shaku, how are you? I'm bringing you in here. Your mic is live. How are you, Shaku?
How are you doing?
Good, good. I noticed you raised your hand. You wanted to jump into this topic.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
You did.
Well,
you did it bravely. Don't sound like it was an
accident.
You're
such an intelligent person. You're such an intelligent person, and I just love listening to you and gaining knowledge. I love to feed off you, you know? It's a blessing. But
well,
since
thank
you said I raised
you.
My hand.
Well, that you know what? That was well
I'll
worth
like
raising
a...
your hand. That just motivated me even more. This is the Raw Dog Show.
You're right about that. It's always good to have
well,
a little extra push.
Well,
but,
Shaku, can I ask you a question?
Can you ask me
Shaku,
a question?
Yes. How does it make you feel for someone to say it is simple? It is simple to be. Make it as a music artist today. How does that make you feel when someone say that?
Okay, repeat the question one more time because I got Spanish playing in the background.
All right, tonight's topic is how simple it is to make it as a music artist today. Or is it?
How simple it is. I mean,
yes.
I can't really speak for how simple it is because if it was that simple, I would be there.
Exactly.
I can only, you know, I can't speak to no one else. Only an artist that has took that route and has done it by doing those simple things, and that's a simple artist, or artists that have got their way in the door by who they know, or artists that just worked hard. I just think that everybody has their time. Everybody has their route. They go. I mean, I can't really speak. I can only speak from the route that I'm going. And am I giving 1,000% at this moment? No, I am not. Do I think it's about strategy? Yes, it's about strategy, as Raw Dog stated. Is Soulja Boy's talent questionable? Yes, it is. But the way he strategized and where he put his business sense, and he looked at the bigger picture. He looked at the audience. He looked at what was popular. He was also young, and you know, and what is popular generates capital at the same time. Not saying that that's the only thing that is popular, because sometimes things are popular and things just don't get that same, just don't get popularized, or just don't get, it just doesn't get the, how would I say, the headline as things that the radio stations are playing right now. But I think that it's about strategizing, the strategy you use, and hopefully everything is marketed online, on the internet. And if you are putting 1,000%, even if it's in a raisin, however you're doing it, marketing and advertising is everything. So if you're marketing and advertising a raisin as if it's the second coming, like Jesus, people are going to go for it. People are going to come to it. The same way you would market a toothpaste that would lighten your teeth. You know what I mean? So it's all in the marketing and advertisement. And like I said, I can't speak for what is simple. You know how simple it is. You know, for other artists, those who've gotten there already can speak for that.
Amen. Amen. You came in and weighed
in. Just trying to win her back on your side.
No. I actually, that's what I'm looking for, man. I really believe. See, the thing it is, I think it's an easy statement to make. And so many, see, this is how I see it. You know, when we get out of high school, when we get out of school, the first thing they tell us is, hey, you need to be thinking about what college you need to be going to, which, hey, they're not wrong. They're not wrong. You need to be thinking about a degree. They're not wrong about that. Man, that music thing, man, so many people trying to get into it. I don't know why you're pursuing that. They're wrong there. I've heard that. I've heard so many people say it.
Not to cut you off.
Go ahead.
But what you're saying about getting into college and everything like that, and that's true enough. I'm big on education and everything. Me being in the real world, dealing with real issues, being around real people every day, I understand the struggle in both ways, coming from both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I've dealt with, you know, the side of the dropouts and dealt with the side of the ones that are working on their master degrees. But it's all about experience and hands-on experience. So, you know, when you're dealing in a field where you're spending all this money, thousands of dollars in a college field, and then you get out and then you don't, then the person asks you, you have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, and they ask you, so what experience do you have? You know what I mean? My thing is, I think we need to educate our young adults from 9 to 10 years old as becoming producers instead of consumers.
No, you're absolutely right.
Can I say something? Let me jump in here. Because, see, you know, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. You guys, you look at the picture. Yes, once you get out of high school, you should go to college and get further education. Now, here's the key to it. Most places that are going to pay an artist to perform, you must be over 21 years of age. Okay? That's the first reasoning on opening the door to success, because there are laws and reasons that they say you must be an adult. Okay? Now, let me say this to you. It's not as hard as you think it is. It is a point one that you have to put together. A show. I hear everybody. Yes. If putting out a product is one way, that's the studio. But remember this, see, when you go out here to entertain and what have you, if you are not a full-service artist, okay, now, I, you know, this is like somebody like Outkast. They're having that, what is that, Coachella festival out in the desert right now, and Outkast played for an hour and a half. A live show with a band and all of that, okay? And they got a standing ovation. what I want you to realize is that a two-hour performance, most artists aren't ready for that. Most artists are stuck on being themselves and everything original. Well, let me say, Frank Sinatra didn't do everything that was original, and he made big, big money. So guess what? You're going to have some cover songs by other artists, okay? And you're going to have to be able to do them your way very well. See, it's not as hard as people think. The formula is there. It's just the point. Nobody asks the questions. They're all stuck inside their own little box. And so what happens is that talent is talent. Originality is originality, but also you have to be able to adapt and be pleasurable for the people that are coming. Remember, you know, you can do original songs, and you can do cover songs in a performance. And these are the things that the young artists are not understanding when they think about this entertainment field. You know, Bridge Over Troubled Waters was done so many times. Aretha did the cover, and then she put it out herself. You know, when you start to put things together, you have to realize that how are you going to get paid in this? Is it just by what you do in the studio, or is it by being able to perform? You know, there's more money in performing and getting your name out there and stability that you don't even realize because it's not talked about. And hip-hop artists aren't telling each other. You know, they'll talk about, well, come, let's have a showcase. Let's have 10, 15 different hip-hop artists. Well, okay. That's not working anymore. Due to the fact that after a period of time, not being familiar with the songs that the artists are doing, the crowd is not embracing the change-ups and trying to adapt to something new that they've never heard and trying to figure out, I like it, I don't. You know, you have to listen to something a couple of times before you figure out, that's my song. You know, so understand this whole music business, because if you don't, success or making money in it, you're not going to figure out what you got to do to get to a level of just getting out there and being steadily employed. You know, so I hear you guys and I understand it, but when I started out, they had what they called standards that you put into your performance, because the standards are what have already been embraced, but you can twist them and do them your way, you know? And we throw that into our two-hour performance, you know? Or what if they wanted 4 hours out of the group? You know, we used to call that the sweat hours. You're up there for 4 hours. What is a hip-hop artist going to do for 4 hours?
All right.
Did you do 4 hours?
We're getting ready to go to...
When you were a hip-hop artist, Poetic?
No, I did not do 4 hours of
okay,
anything.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. See,
yeah, so
there's the catch to this thing. There is a
Raw
formula.
Dog, we have to take it to a break for a moment. I do want to come back. We'll come back and we'll talk about that. But I do want to say this. I hadn't finished making my point, Shaku Star. So when we come back, I want to finish making a point, and then I want
you
to
win her over. You, yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get to that point. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us tonight. We're talking about how simple it is to make it as a music artist today. Or is it? Back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us right after these messages.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Dr. Ray T, and it's Spotlight Time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight Time. It's my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now, since debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Run on the beat with an AK flow. It's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. I'ma unload. First word books that wanna get bold. They lay away merchandise on hold. Winning, they zero. Kill, kill that show. Get that dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. Get something expensive. Pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill. Y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, and I can back it up. And I can be walking, and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot, and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot, and you will get sprayed. Money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. I just got my second.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original. Cry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's K-A-Y-O, visit online at KOblowkisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a hip-hop national radio exclusive.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. We're talking about how simple...
I got something. I want to interrupt you for a second because a friend of ours is online. And she says she has a public service announcement that she really thought was important to get out. And so I would like to, at this time, bring in Anita.
Hi.
Anita, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, guys. Listen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but like I told you and Ally, have a service announcement that I need to get out. We actually have a missing person from your music industry family that we're searching for actively right now. Her name is Brenda Hughes. I'm sorry, Deborah Hughes. I'm sitting up here reading something else. Her name is Deborah Hughes, and her company is CB Music group, and she was last seen in January in Los Angeles County. And she's not been seen or heard from since that time. There's a page set up on Facebook, facebook.com/whereisdeborahhughes, for all of the information. But I wanted to put that out so that if anyone knew of her or had seen her, if they can go to the page and give the detective that's listed any information, we greatly appreciate it. I'm just trying to get the message out and share the page and get the picture out just in case someone has seen her or heard from her.
We appreciate that, and if we can help, hey, anyone out there that has seen this young lady, please follow the directions that you've been given, and hopefully we can find her and she's okay.
All right. Thank you, guys, and you guys have a great show.
You too, Anita. Thank you. All right, guys, that was worth breaking into the program tonight. Want to say to her family, may God bless you all and help you find bread. Guys, tonight we're talking about how simple it is today, or is it? But as I was going before we went to the break, I wanted to say this. As I was saying, people go on to college and they go into their college years. As they go into their college years, they really have to go into the grind in order to make things happen. I mean, they start to sacrifice things. They start to put their friends aside so that they can actually graduate and become the doctor, the lawyer, the engineer, or whatever they desire to be, the musician, the conductor, whatever it took for them to do it. They had to make the sacrifice. I'm making a point here, guys. For it to be simple, it's usually not for the music artist. And sometimes, most of the time, it's a little complex. In a sense, you have to earn your degree. Sometimes hard knocks. Sometimes we're against the streets in order to gain what we have to do. But we have to sacrifice. We have to put that time away. We have to grind, some would say. We really have to work and earn our stripes as musicians. Doesn't matter. I mean, you may be paid, but don't get me wrong. At some point in time, it's going to feel like work. But if it's in your heart, if it's your passion, you'll continue going on and you will not stay in that place. You may go on to be an executive in this industry. In fact, we have one who did. That was Jay-Z. That was Puffy. You know, we have a few who have made it on executive levels. Queen Latifah. All of these people started off wanting to do it, having a desire to do it, but they stuck to it. And they took what they did what it takes to go on to the next level. Don't get me wrong, over the years, just like the college student. The college student put time in it studying. The artist takes the time into developing his craft. On both sides of that coin, somebody spending money and investing in their craft. And then when the college student get out of school, he has to market himself, believe it or not. He don't just all fall on the job unless he knows somebody who gets him in. That's the way of the world. Same thing with music. If you know somebody, you could possibly get ahead of the game faster than somebody else. But that's not necessarily true. If you don't have the talent, I don't care who you know. 9 times out of 10, the world is not going to embrace you the same way. Same, you have to have talent as well. But talent is only a portion of it. Business, I tell you, is about 90% of it. Right off, that's where I was going with it. Let's bring Rusty Russ back in. I'm having issues.
Uh-oh. Rusty Russ. You're having issues. I'll push the button then. There he is, Rusty okay. Russ.
You said some key words there. Said sacrifice, development, business. Sacrifice comes to mind. It really does come to mind. I say that from experience because, well, I've been moved. I mean, I'm not going on a life story or anything like that because everybody has their own journey or whatever, but in order to do what you want to do, you do have to sacrifice no matter what it is. But the point is you have to sacrifice because it's not what you want to do, but you have to, like you said, market. It all goes in together, but how do you get there? Why do you want to get there? What is your thought process? What is this? What is that? But when you get there, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to, how are you going to handle it? How are you going to manage it? What goes with it? That's where the business comes in. But I can't speak for myself because, I mean, it's not like I have no empire or nothing like that. Nothing like that. But, I mean, you got the, I mean, you're dead right on with those words, my man. That's all I have to say, man. And it just brings a smile to my face to hear someone else that feels the same way and knows that, too.
Well, yeah, you know, without sacrifice, there's no gain. Without, you know, grinding or putting knowledge in your head about what it is that you're going after and understanding the nuances, the things that it takes, the putting in the time and the learning and the structuring and all of those things are pluses to the road of becoming successful. Because, you know, just like the successful studio musician or the artist, you know, there's the product. And, you know, I can say this, that, you know, we have seen the myth of the product being portrayed by people that didn't produce the product and weren't on the product. You know, Milli Vanilli. Well, I can remember that scandal. And they toured around and they were on big-time television shows and what have you, supposedly performing live, and it wasn't even them. You know, the whole thing about this music industry is learning the electronics, the technical side of it, so that you know that when you perform live, what you really, really need. You know, and so it turns into that side of the game. Are you there, Poetic? Yes, it is the Raw Dog Show. Someone is just
I am.
In on
I am.
Line
I am.
Online.
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, can hear you definitely.
Okay, I wasn't clear. Okay. Yes, it does take sacrifice, guys. I'm gonna tell you like this. Y'all heard the saying, "No pain, no gain," and usually bodybuilders use that, right? But I want you to really think about it. They make a lot of sense. The bodybuilder, he goes out to build his muscle. Let's say he got a lot of fat, a lot of burn. He knows that he has to burn that. He'll spend hours on hours, weeks on weeks, days on days, years on years constructing that body so he can get the results that he wants. Now, during that time, he's probably, as far as his sacrifice, he's probably going to cut the kind of foods that he's normally love and like. And he start to look at things down to the detail of what has fat in it and what don't. So he wants that fat back on that he's been working so hard, or she has been working so hard to take off. Now, because they have a passion, they stay committed. They work hard day in, day out, just to build the muscle so that they can be prepared for the competition. Correct?
No.
That's not right?
No.
Then you take over.
Good. You know, I think you picked the wrong group.
No, I'm telling you.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was Mr. World or Mr. Universe.
Well,
steroids.
Let's say you got some of them who don't do that, Raw Dog. I'm talking about the ones.
Yeah,
that
but
really,
guess what?
But I hate to
say it like this. But, see,
but you about to take me off the point
when
I'm
music. But if you're going to compare to music.
But you're about to take me off the point that I have to make. The point there's a point that I'm trying to make here that's very, very important. What I'm trying to tell you is they're going to have to buy the iron. They're going to either buy weights or they're going to get a gym membership so that they can conduct their craft to build their body. It still takes sacrifice. Some people may get it. Some people may cheat, Raw Dog. That's in almost instant.
Well, no. Listen. Yes, they have to go through all of those other things that you just mentioned. But see, if you equate it to the musical genre, it is also.
I'm equating it to the sacrifice it takes, brother. That's all I'm taking.
Well, yeah, but
about.
see,
so the sacrifice to build it. What you're trying to do,
right.
You're going to have to put some time aside, and you're going to have, even though it may take a little pain in your life to make it happen, in order to do it, I mean, you may have to sacrifice the time away from your children for a little bit, from your family for a little bit, so you can make this vision of being that musical talent that you are and you know you are, in order to accomplish that dream.
Yeah,
that's just the way of life.
But when they hit the stage in their competition, they then have the same thing that I would say that artists need, which are the things that will enhance everything that they have worked on. In other words, there are the sound system and the necessary equipment to bring that enhancement to what they've cultivated. See, I in that equation, I looked at it and I went, yeah, okay, you're right. They are the same as an artist. But that artist, what he needs from the studio side of it, is when going to the performance side is that he needs that extra performance equipment that he must sacrifice, like the tanning that most of the guys do, the oil, the outfit, you know, the learning
Amen.
How to pose.
All I'm talking about is the money. All I'm talking about the money that they take in part to make things happen. I see a lot of artists, and I've met a few, be honest, that all I see is I got the talent. Somebody's supposed to discover me and make it happen for me. And this is reality. They don't see that they need to get involved in behind what they do and make a dream come true.
They are
not willing to put in the work. I mean, I know somebody near and dear, and I'm not putting her out there, but I know she has the talent. She has the taste. But I personally saw when the time came when she had her own things, she didn't put the stuff in. So, did she really want it? No. You have the talent. If you're not willing to put up the sacrifice and the time, it doesn't matter. Because you think you can achieve what these people that have put in the time. Don't get me wrong, Nicki Minaj put out 3 mixtapes before she even got out there and people start seeing her in the public eye. That girl was working in the background a long time before she actually got exposed to the big people to take her to the next level. It takes a grind. It takes consistency. It's never giving up. And then even when you get there, you still can't give up. You still got to improve this craft as much as possible. Stay as polished as possible at all times. I might be wrong here, but I might be right. Rusty Russ, what's your thoughts?
Well, all I have to say about that is, I mean, I've always been a fan of Miss Minaj, and the way that, for one thing, you have to give her sincere props for one thing, that she's a female, and all females that are in the music business, because this is, I mean, you know, you know what I'm saying, but the way she does it, as a fan, she... very unique, creative. Her metaphors, her delivery, she's still doing it at the awards last night. I saw her on camera. I mean, you know, and she, you know, I mean, everyone was there, but just she was on Idol, man, and how hard that must be. And what it was, and it's just, I respect her so much for that, and it's unheard of. It really is. It really is to me, but that's just to me. I don't know. I mean, what are you guys' thoughts on that?
Well, I think, don't get me wrong, I think that it looks from the seats of people who don't know that it, you know, in order to get up there and perform and do a real concert or a real show and not mess up, that it takes a lot of rehearsal and preparation prior to the show.
Right.
That is a consistency in development. Not to mention, I'm going to show you something. Because she's in the limelight as much as she had, somebody had to train her how to deal with the public. And how to keep a smile on her face at all times, no matter what the heck she might be really going through.
You guys remember Janet Jackson's tour, Rhythm Nation?
Yes, I do.
Do you know that was completely programmed? Do you realize that Earth, Wind & Fire was one of the first digitally programmed show groups? See, when you start to talking about not missing a note and what have you, that's what I was saying about the extra. See, there are a lot that haven't evolved and come to that level. But there's out here that will not allow the singer to go off pitch.
And I love that. I love what you're saying here. But my question is, what's going to keep her from going off step in her performance?
I have never seen her dance with the people. I've just seen her carrying around. And they
are you serious?
I've seen
you never
other
seen
people
Janet Jackson
dancing.
Jump in and out
dance.
Of the scene. You wait. You never seen. Let's go back to Janet Jackson. You never seen Janet
okay,
Jackson
Janet.
Jump in. Yeah.
Well, okay. Janet Jackson.
Because you went to Janet Jackson.
The choreography
I'm just saying.
Excellent.
Most excellent, right? But does it take sacrifice to make that happen?
Oh, yeah. And she grew up learning that type of thing.
That all I'm trying to tell you is there's time that's put aside simply for the focus of her craft so she can be top of her game. Don't get me wrong, she's really one of a kind for herself coming out of that Jackson family. All of them was talented, but it was really two that stood out. was she one that stood out as the girl, and Mike stood out as the boy. But they all were talented.
I agree. I agree. But then, you know what? We saw on Michael's last video of This Is It, them learning the choreograph, you know, choreographing the show. And, we saw the rehearsal. And remember, they put in weeks, months in learning that. So, you know, when we start talking about, you know, the entertainer, you know, yeah, they put in plenty of time. That's why they got paid the money that they were paid. And to remember it, yes. And Michael would perform and sing while he was doing it. You know, that he was a step ahead of her, because hers was like she would pantomime rather than sing. They caught her on stage doing it like that. But Michael was actually live doing the whole thing, you know? So, you know, but see, now there goes, if you want to talk about the people that danced on stage and what have you and did it live, well, we got to go back to the king himself, James Brown. He danced, he did it all in front of the crowd. And, you know, can we say that, you know, he was the first one to initiate that type of the lead singer performing like that? See, you know, you have to look at it, and only a few can master all of that and put on a 2-hour to 3-hour show. See, we have to think in the terms of, well, how long are these people out here performing? You know, and that's definitely a workout beyond the normal human being being able to do that. They're extraordinary people. You know, think about it. You up there for 2.5 hours doing the choreograph. Do you think you could have done that at the top of your career, Poetic?
I wish. I won't lie to you. I mean, don't get me wrong. Many of my years was spent working at a job, 25 years of my life, and I had children at a very young age. So for me, I kind of was always in it to what really needed to be done because I was trying to raise a family. I had a child when I was 21. I'm trying to get to something. But I never gave up on this dream. Now, as far as development, could I have used it? Of course. And I wish I could have done that at the top of my game. That would be the optimum of what I wanted to do. In reality, I didn't. But am I developing it now? I'm still doing it. And I'm not going to give up. But I'm taking it in a whole different lane. And this is to help the music artists understand what it takes to get in this business and stay in it by pulling in industry people to give us an echo the thoughts of what it takes to remain in this game. It's not about me anymore. Now, I'll tell you like this. Nicki Minaj, I want to go there, Rodok, because you said you never really see her do any dancing and stuff. Hey, I don't recall seeing it myself. It's a lot of people around her really doing it. But
yeah, it's the stage show around her.
Now, I'll say this. Could she use some more development? Yes. Of course. She does a very good job doing what she do. But as an artist, does she have room for growth? Does she need to? It depends on what she see herself doing. At this point in time, I can see her getting into the performance as well. Could she pick up a piano and lay down at the piano and really lay down her fingers on it and make a good song? That's room for growth. Maybe one day she'll see that, hey, I need to develop there and transcend there. It would be nice for the artist to understand that, hey, there are so many departments as being an artist today in which I can develop my craft and become a better me at what I do.
Well, I got to say this. I always
yes,
bring
sir.
Up formulas, okay? When I watch Nicki Minaj, I see the Madonna formula. Just a
you're not the only
individual.
One I've heard other people have said that too.
What did you say? Are you there?
I said others have said. I've heard others say that too.
Yeah, because it's a stage show. You know, Lady Gaga is almost in that same category.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when you start to say the talent and what have you, yes, she is a great entertainer because she holds down that show. You know, and if it wasn't for that show, what would we think of Nicki Minaj as an entertainer and a performer? See, now, you take away all of that, and then you have to think about it like this, okay? People used to think MC Hammer was a great performer, but he had that whole show, too. And so when we start to think about this and we go, then are we saying that someone like, you know, that has less and it's just you're seeing them, their talent, the depth of the performer. See, each one is an original, and we have to give it to her. She's got her place. Let's not knock her. You know, it was a time for someone to bring that to the forefront because the public was demanding that type of show, evidently because that's where they were spending their money. So we got to give it to her, you know. And so what happens is that I do understand what you're saying. And, you know, and is it easy? Well, we get back to that and you know, we have to ask the question, paying the dues, learning, growing, developing, adapting. You know, I don't think it's easy. I think that it is a point of desire and pleasure that you receive out of it because you're not going to be that overnight. It's got to be in the heart, and it's got to be something that, you know, that you're working towards because it gives you satisfaction. And then by education, educating yourself and growing, you have that chance, you know. So, hey, it's about that time. It's public service. You got to give it up, don't you?
All right. Yes, I do. I'm gonna tell you guys directly. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. And upload your MP3. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your music. We want to hear what you got. You definitely want to connect with it. Make your room a boardroom discussion right here on our program. And we'll be back in just a moment. How simple is it to make it as a music artist today? Or is it? We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising.
marketing and promotion.
Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio.
We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, I'm going to get that website once again. It was asking me in the chat room. It's www.hiphopnational.com. Once again, www.hiphopnational.com. All right, guys. I'm going to bring in Shaku Star. Shaku Star, you say you've been listening in. What's your thoughts on about what you've heard so far and where you want to weigh in at first? You have the floor.
I just think, in a total of listening to everything and listening to Raw Dog educate us, because he's such a great educator. He inspires me so much. Just listening to him and everything, I just think that, you know, everybody has a timing. And, you know, it just depends on how much effort you put into things. And I think you can make anything happen that you want to happen. The same amount of effort, because I've seen effort put into things even with myself. And I think if you really want it at the time, if it's the right time for you, or whenever that is, no matter how talented you are, how less talented you are, or whatever the case may be, if you want it, you will go after it by any means necessary, and nothing or no one will get in your way.
Okay. Let's take an assessment of talent real quick. Let's say you have what it takes. We all know, and it's obvious, that you are as good as you are supposed to be, and that, you know, the world would embrace you if they only knew who you were.
Right.
Earlier, I heard you say marketing and promotions. Why is that important? And what do you see marketing it as? And what do you see promotions as? You have the floor.
Well, promoting yourself is targeting. First of all, how would the consumer know anything about the product? What would keep them interested? What would make them anticipate? That's it.
Okay. So that's it right there, huh? What's going to make them do it? So that's marketing, correct?
Yes.
What is promotions?
Well, promotion is back to 101. You know, it's not only, well, nowadays most of it is online, but most importantly, it's still groundwork.
You said most of it's online. How important is your online activities when it comes to exposure for your music today? How much time should a person think you should spend?
Everything is online. You know, this generation is online nowadays. So if mostly everything is viral, that's where you want to be. That's where you need to be. You know.
Okay.
If you notice what he was saying earlier, you know, a lot of people make a lot of money off performances nowadays. Most of your money comes from live performances, because mostly everything else you can get online.
Okay. Russ, you want to weigh in?
My rebuttal.
If it's a rebuttal. But wherever you want to go for it.
All right. Thank you. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more, because it's just telling how it is. It really is, because, you know, where do you go? You go to the club, you see stuff on TV, you have a computer. How are you going to use it? What are you going to do with it? Flat out, straight up. I mean, and if you're trying to be an aspiring artist, as I am myself, but I've been doing this for some time now, not as much as the great, but that's where you start. You got to start at the bottom. You got to work your way up, no matter what it is. Like she said, by any means necessary.
Right on.
Let me say this. Okay, I think at this time the internet is a very important outlet, but I also think the name on the marquee and then the internet, see, they go hand in hand. I was out there before the internet was out there, so you know, yes, it would have been a valuable source of getting the message out. But I realized that, you know, the marquee and then the talking to the people in the audience after the performance, you know, and meeting them on a one-to-one brought a closer following. Because, you see, you know, once you do the job, and that's part of it, they're testing you. You know, people go out to have fun. They want to be entertained, but they're also looking for quality in that entertainment. And then, you know, there's the pictures with the people that come, because the association of being familiar with the people that have just performed and entertained and did a good job. And then, you know, the internet in having them become a friend on Facebook and or wherever you have your website and what have you, so they can follow you to your next performance and know where you're when you're coming to town and what have you. You know, that it would be the important source, you know, in promoting yourself. You see, just like you're on down in Florida and I'm up here in Washington State, people don't realize the connections that you have there, I have here. If there was an artist that was ready and stepped to the plate and was willing to take it to the next point, we have venues up here that I have associations with. You have venues down there that you have associations with. We have people in California that have venues that have associations. So the whole thing about this promoting and easy and what have you, yeah, you got to go through the test of a Poetic or a Raw Dog to get the nod to say, okay. And then you got to sign on the dotted line to say, hey, we want you to hook us up. See, you know, we've been around the maypole so many times that we're not fools. It's about earning and it's about making money. You know, I can knock on a door for somebody up here, get you in, make money. But, you know, guess what? I'm not standing on the outside of the door and not getting paid. That's ridiculous. In this music industry, it's easy. But you got to step up. You got to do the business side. You got to come in and tell us what you want. And then you got to show us what you got. And then you got to listen to what we got to say. And, you know, if you get that, if you need and what have you, you know, we have enough resources that there's enough phone calls that, you know, artists that are qualified could possibly have a backup group.
That's what I was saying, not to cut you off, but that's what I was saying. Viral is what it is in this century. But groundwork is still everything. Communication with the people is still everything. Quality will always be everything. Till the end of time. It may not
I'm
be
just waiting for you to
story.
Step up, Daku. I've heard some of your stuff. I like your voice, you know. But, you know, hey, when you're ready, you'll let Poetic and I know.
Exactly.
Because you're a heck of an artist, so, you know.
You talk 1,000%, you won't have to ask any questions.
Hey. Yeah, I can see, like, you know, the Pacific Northwest is wide open for entertainment up here. And Florida, you know, they party down there, you know, and Poetic knows a lot of the big wigs down there, and, you know, California is jumping off, and Vegas is jumping off. So, you know, it's just like that, you know, and every artist takes their time to make that decision, and when they're ready, they're ready. And you know, hey, not pushing you into the fire, but when you're ready, I know we'll hear from you. And, you know, and we'll sit down, we'll talk, you tell us what you want and how far you want to go, and we'll tell you if you're ready. And, hey, if you're ready, we can put it together.
It's
part
always
of,
good to hear that, to have that critique. You know, I've dealt with the most brutally honest critics in my whole life. And, you know, and to have that, to be able to be criticized, to have that critiqued, you have to have tough skin. You have to be a tough artist. You have to be compared to the greats. And you have to do just as that. And, you know, there's other groundwork and stuff you have to do. But, you know, everybody has their reasons for their timing and the way they do things. But I don't know, I can't speak for everybody but myself, but I know one thing, when you have quality product, and you're working with musicians that work their butt off and are real musicians, you know, you just want to be able to, once you push that out there, you want them, everybody in the whole, to get the credit they deserve, that, you know, their hard-earned money they deserve. You know, and get the respect that they really earned all these years, but that don't necessarily be the case. So it's just about picking your avenues, knowing your audience, knowing the direction you want to go into, knowing when you're ready, knowing when you get ready to go in that direction, there ain't no looking back. And I've made a lot of sacrifices, and there's more sacrifices to be made. You know, and that's the bottom line, so...
That was great. And you know what? That was the truth. And I appreciate it.
Thank
See,
you.
She's still on my side, not yours, Poetic.
This dude always is some kind of fight with me. Always trying to get on one side or the other. What's going on? Hey, guys, I want to ask you guys this. It's simple, or out of this quest tonight where we come together, in your final conclusion, what do you guys come across collectively, your opinion on, is it either simple or is it not? And I'm going to start with Shaku. Would you say it's a simple thing?
I would say it's simple. And it's not, because I have to be a Gemini and just be complicated like that.
It's all right. If you're true to the core, you're true to the core.
Hey, so, my second baby mama was a Gemini. They complicated.
It's simple and it's not.
It's simple and it's not. You know, somebody said to me, they told me, one of my uncles, he said, you have to learn to work smart, not hard.
Okay.
And a lot of people live their whole life working hard, and you have these rich dummies walking around that work
all right,
smart.
Today in the digital age, what could make it a little easier if you take advantage of it?
Persistence.
Okay. Persistence is your word. Awesome. Let's go to Rusty Russ. In the digital age, how can you thrust your people a little bit further? You got to support.
I think that the word that comes to mind is procrastination and perfectionism. I say that because why do you perfect something? Why do you procrastinate? Why are you asking those questions? What are you going to do with them? Pondering. It's a never-ending game. It's a never-ending hustle. You can have fun with it or not. But when are you going to get that stamp approval for yourself? Not from others, but for yourself. Right? That's just in my eyes, right?
Okay. No, this is your opinion, strictly yours. I can't weigh in on your thoughts because I'm coming in with mine. Rodolph, yours.
Well, you know, this digital age, being a producer, I mean, and when I hear Shaku and then I hear Rusty and I say, wow, do they realize I could do a mix up with them that would put them on the top and then book them and get them started through here just with the twist of what I can do? See, the digital age doesn't mean we all have to be in the same room. We can do what we need to do. And we call it networking, but no, it is the ability to work together. You know, we talk about promoting, we talk about all of these things, and the digital age makes it at our fingertips. You know, we talked about the fixer of people's productions and what have you. You know, those WAV files can be sent and fixed, you know, by someone that's not even close around you. You know, you can become what you want to be. That's just like, you know, working with musicians down in Florida. And if I had a gig up here, all I would need is to be emailed the charts. And I could put an ensemble group up here that could do play the same music, back that artist up, just like they do and have been doing all of these times. It's not magic. It's about understanding the ability of being in this music industry. You know, Marcus Miller, he's out for hire as a bass player for anybody that wants to pay him. So when you start to think about performing and the digital era, you don't have to sit in your neighborhood and say, it begins here. It begins with the person and how you're going to look at this musical industry and the players in it. And I give it back to you, Poetic.
I would say personally, and this is an endorsement right here for Hip Hop National. Dude, we're in a worldwide area where we can get our music to people and deliver it across the world. To build this community is to tell everybody that you got know and their mom, hey, we're playing independent, the most independent artist music right here on the show, and it's being connected with industry insiders. To me, this is a playing field that you guys need to take advantage of, because it's here today. You never know what's going to be tomorrow, and it may be because it's not stopping. It's a running, it's a moving train. Let's get it and get in now. The digital age is here. We can get our music and deliver it across the world, and this is a program that suits you. So take advantage of it. www.hiphopnational.com. I'm not going to act like I don't want your music. I want your music. I want to connect with Rada, I want to connect with it. Our magazine people want to connect with it. We just want to connect with it, see if we can take it to the next level. And yes, of course, if we do, they do give us a call for your music. Of course, we want a portion of the pie, which we get our percentage, and we let you move on and do what you got to do. We don't want to hold you back. We want to see you grow. So I thought I'd put it out like that.
Oh, that was beautifully done.
All right, guys. Thank you all for participating tonight. Appreciate it. Thank you, Rusty. Thanks. Russ. Thank you, Anita, for dropping in that information, guys. That lady again, very important. I want to go to her name real quick and get it for y'all and try to give you the information once again. Her name, if you guys see anything. Her name is, forgive me for my slowness, I'm just trying to connect back to the internet. Her name was Brenda Hughes, okay? Brenda Hughes has been missing. She was born October 14th. She's probably now about 52 years old. She was last seen in Lancaster, California, and on January 18th, she came up missing. She's a music industry executive. If you know anything about her whereabouts, call LA County Sheriff. Detective Collins. You might know anybody or know somebody who know her. 323-890-5502. That's extension 5504. That's 323-890-5502. Extension 5504. I guess, just thought I wanted to end it with that. Raw Dog, Dr. AT, take it away.
God bless. Here we go.
God bless.
This is Dr. Ray T, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In The Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. AT.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. AT. Dr. AT. Dr. AT.
Next on deck, one more round.
It's one more round. Let's go.
Good, yeah, that's success. Step through the door, I ain't got no more stress. Nothing on my mind, having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club owner, don't shut this down. Cause the night is still young, I need one more crowd. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. Let me get one more round, one more round,
round, round,
one more round, one more round.
One more. Let's go.
One more round. Bass in the speakers, beating all your pain away. Dance up your problems, sweating out the bad days. Feeling so right, at an all-time best. Looking so nice in your brand new dress. I wanna have a good night with all my friends. Can we make it last forever? And don't forget. Smile every time when I'm taking my pics. Cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this. I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillow for tomorrow. Got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow. And pour shots till they get the last drop. Then the party don't stop till they calling the cops. Yeah, stress free living, but now that we living, got the bottles on ice, we VIP chilling. But yeah, and tonight is the night. But tell me how you feeling, just one more, feel it. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round.
Round, round.
One more round, one more round. One more round.
Round, round, round.
I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us. My party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round,
one more round,
one more round, one more round.
Next on deck, I'm swaggin'.
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I hit the block like a pill. Riding real slow, got a pocket full of dro, trying to turn it into show. I'm a D-boy, doing what the D-boys do. Riding round off the drink, so listen to screw. I do the fool, swanging, hogging up the lane. I do it for them boys with the candy on their frame. With the real big rim, car sitting tall. Flip down screens, hit the button and they fall. If you fall like I fall, your wrist is icy. When they see the diamonds shining, I think they like me. It's a game time thing, and you already know. I stay stunting, haters mad cause they watching me glow. I got my swagger right, check, game tight, check. When I'm chopping through the city, everybody break their neck. I'm swinging to the left, I'm swinging to the right. Then I slow down my swing and let them spin at the light. I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
Screens flipping, swerving in and out of lanes. It's your boy Scottie Pippen, still sipping on yak, still blazing up a sack, still riding in the lack with the roof pushed back, coming down like a hog, chopping and swinging, 18s in the trunk, and I'm keeping them banging. Ain't no windows tinted, you can see me in it. Don't put the rims on it without TVs in it. We ain't new to this. We've been doing this here for moons. I'm a game time player. I run around with tycoons. I'm swagging, grip, grip, gripping on the grain.
I'm swagging,
paint drip, dripping in the lane.
I'm swagging,
rims still spinning like gold. When I pull off, the rims start moving real slow. When I'm in your city, you gotta watch me glow. Nebraska on the plate, and I represent the O.
I'm swagging,
get your swag on. Get your swang on,
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm from the bed. We started off with Dayton's and Vogue. Now it's candy paint blades and them pop-up doughs. In my city, if you're ballin', you gotta ride clean. If you're riding on rims, then you gotta watch screens. When I pull up at the lights, my rims don't stop. When I'm riding up the block, my rims gon' chop. I'm the MVP, I'm the player of the game. In the slab coming down, paint drippin' in the lane. If you ride shiny clean, then you're doing your thing. I blow the horn when I pass, I'm respecting your swing. I see you, player, go ahead, do what you do. When I ride by the stunner, I'ma chuck him a deuce. It's an Omaha thing, go on, swing, go on, swing. You got diamonds in your chain, let them hang, let them hang. This is for the players that be keeping it real. Pop your collar with me, pimpin', and show me your grill.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on. Get your swang on.
I'm swang.
Get your swang on. Get your swang on.
Yes, yes, yes. It is spotlight time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight time. It is my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now, since debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip.
It's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word, Bruce, that wanna get bold. They lay away much, they some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill that show, get the dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. It's something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, and I can back it up. And I can be walking, and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hips. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hips. I just got my second win and I'm going in. Good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach buddy, I got the girls out. Pick up your jaw when the girls out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the Limmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip.
Next on deck, The Dreamer.
Go down to the grave. I dream, man, sing.
what it means to defeat this thing. You can tell me that I never gonna live, but I live never minute, cause I never destined. What I'm planning for, I overstand the pain, still don't understand it though. So I'm being persecuted till I find an antidote. So gon' die for nothing, I'ma die for what I'm standing for. Walking through the sea of suffering, but still I persevere. And I done got enough, don't need no tattoo tears. I've been dreaming for years, without the man in the mirror. Daughters with me home and tell me what I got to fear. Count the cost on the day I was marred by the cross. I could die tomorrow as a martyr and there's nothing lost. You can't kill me with your weapons, words of prejudice. How you gon' take my life when God already scheduled it?
Cause I dream this thing every day it's just me against everything
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
This rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conjure. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong. For your homie, Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it, like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Set the back, flee from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy from hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me, and that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out, go ahead, I get a Lord praise, Just pay attention, yeah. Start repeating, yeah. It's the end, yeah, of days, yeah. Get down, yeah, on your knees, let, yeah, him know that he's amazing, yeah. He's, yeah, amazing, yeah. He's amazing, yeah. Hey. Go ahead, I get a little praise, hey. Pay attention, hey. Start repeating, hey. It's the end, hey, of days, hey. Get down, hey, on your knees, hey, let him know that, hey, he's amazing, yeah. He's amazing, yeah. He's amazing, yeah. He's amazing.
My cousin Alpha and Omega, the creator, yeah. To find a way, maker on top and ungrater, right. So the Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater, okay. He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor, nah. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could, okay, you believe on what them doctors do, yeah. Working in a hospital, okay. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of, right, you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through, serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you, yeah. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust, okay, the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry, he can't God, Jesus came to pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is there that you can't adore? And he's the same God of the future, present and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores, don't forget to lead your best into the Lord, he did more. Go ahead, I get a little praise, yeah. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise, pay attention, start repenting.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I want to know how did this happen, early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe. There's no lie, two chains. And she call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Everywhere she would court him. Told his mom she loved her because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. To my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
This is a Raw Dog production. I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
Wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gon' show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot, and I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream. I wonder if my girl really love me and think the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real and in the heat of the moment would I freeze it. I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. It's as real as it gets, G. Sacrifice a million blacks for one road scholar. I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind till my very last breath. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, chip pack number gold. I wonder if they kill Cochran and Frank Mike, and if Hollywood picks the fire in against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. Real as it gets, G. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity that's at my front door and I'ma take it. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. Raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. Wonder why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the gang gonna flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do with this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with
me. Alrighty,
let's get on the vibe.
For coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.